The city government of San Juan Capistrano voted to allow a private high school to be built on top of this site. The chance to use Puditem as a way of educating people about the culture and history of the Ahashimen will be lost if this happens. According to tradition passed down through stories, Chief Uyaisen founded the village of Puditem over 600 years ago. Once the new village was established, he left his oldest daughter, Corone, to lead the people. After more than 20 years of her strong leadership, the village became too crowded. People began moving out to nearby areas. Puditem became the mother village for the region. The Native American Sacred Sites Task Force and the CCRPA work with scientists to convince government officials and private landowners that ceremonial sites are precious. Through their two organizations, the Robles sisters come together for a common cause. When scientists bring their knowledge, it validates what we say, says Rebecca Robles. It brings a language the general public can relate to. Much of her work involves educating people about Native American culture and history. She explains, there are more than 500 Native American tribes in California with 270 different languages, and people don't know it. Caption: This photo is of the ceremonial site Puditem. It is the grassy area at the center front. On the left, Rhonda Robles holds a sign that shows how she feels about people building a high school on the site.